Baroque. In Baroque, the music was only written down as a kind of memory jogger. It represented a skeleton of what was to be played, and it would be expected to be, the musician was expected to ornament that. The composers wrote simply a bass line, and the harmonies were either implicit or he put it down in shorthand by means of figures, and the keyboard player constructed a part which made musical sense. The string players spurred the harpsichordist on to invent something, and vice versa. In all styles of Baroque, improvisation was always present, integrated into both melodic and harmonic fabric of the music. To decorate, to supplement, to vary, to embellish, to improve was an accepted part of being a performing musician. Between 1600 and 1750, was known as the era of the thorough bass, in which the musician was expected to transform a single note bass harmony into a full and complete accompaniment and improvise upon the given bass the remaining parts of the full harmony. Thorough bass was notated by a combination of bass note numbers and accidentals, a code from which the player would develop his accompaniment. All the freedoms taken with the harmonic and contrapuntal practices were very common. Embellished thorough bass consisted not always simply playing chords, but of using ornamentation here and there, like trills, passing notes, appoggiatura, slides. The ornaments were numberless. A second group of embellishments include melody, passaggi, which is scalar patterns, arpeggios, and imitation. Musicians of old chose to put reason above the ear in terms of judging music. It looked good on paper, but now in the 20th century we must adapt all of our musical rules to the ear. Because of modern recording techniques, everybody's afraid to put a wrong foot forward and is inhibited to playing something which is and is inhibited because they are playing things that are set and perfect, and therefore they remove the element of chance. And this is totally at variance with the whole spirit of the Baroque. The current practice of Baroque is authorized versions in which the performer is presented with a fully written out accompaniment to play. But the whole essence is to be spontaneous. So now, improvisation, when found in Baroque music, has a strictly defined, controlled role in Baroque. And it's deprived of its usual function of being the sap through which music renews and reinvigorates itself, and if used at all, is retained only to serve as a carefully controlled decorative device.